With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders boys and girls alpine ski teams have had a fantastic season so far and are preparing for the playoffs. New Raider head coach Jason Gergen joined KDWA Sports to talk about the season so far and to look ahead to what's coming up. First, Coach Gergen on a great group of kids, both boys and girls, that he's been working with in his first season as head coach.
Well, we have a good mix of middle school, high school. We do have a pretty big senior class this year. We'll be losing six of our skiers, so we'll be looking for kids to join the team next year and replace them. But again, we have a great mix of veterans, and then again, some real young and upcoming seventh and eighth graders that are starting to show their talents.
You see it a lot in skiing, swimming, and even track and field sometimes, where a seventh or eighth grader could come up to varsity and make a big impact. And if you look at those rosters for the alpine ski teams here at Hastings High School, there are a ton of middle schoolers. But for Coach Gergen, as a new head coach, it's sure fun to see those younger kids take those big steps.
It is, and the kids are starting at a younger age. They're getting race experience through D-team programs at the ski areas. It was a little longer ago when I skied, but even those days, there were a few middle schoolers, but I myself didn't start until my freshman year, so the kids are coming so much more equipped, ready to race, even at seventh grade levels.
Something else that's a bit unique to alpine skiing is the fact that both the boys and girls work together on the hill. It can be a little chaotic at times, but the Raiders always make it work. Coach Gergen explains.
Obviously, it can be a challenge at times just to keep everybody focused on what we're doing, but the assistance of my assistant coach is Paul Lindstrom and Curtis Huntington, who unfortunately was injured earlier in the season, but has still been helping out, at the bottom of the hill and doing what he can. It's a mix of boys and girls, and part of it's a mix, again, of you have some kids, not only first year, but even at an older age, who are very limited with race experience, and we have other ones who, again, have been training since they literally probably been able to walk. So it's a wide variety of ability levels as well as ages, and then when you mix in genders as well, it's a really unique group of kids we've got.
Coach Gergen on a handful of Raiders that have really been racing well through this 2019-20 campaign.
One of the most consistent boys that we've had now for a few years, Sam Molitor, is in his senior year, and it will, obviously to lose somebody with his talent will be difficult after the season, but on the boys' side, we still have a very young team. Jackson Rentz is an eighth grader, and Aaron Herber is a ninth grader. Aaron qualified last year for the state meet himself, and Jackson just missed it by one spot, so it's exciting to have that young talent. On the girls' side, Abby Palava is an eighth grader, and she is, again, just missed out on the state meet last year, but has been skiing really well. We have some senior girls, unfortunately, this year that we're going to be losing. Nicole Rentz, Miranda Reese have been just solid skiers for us. But again, there's definitely 8th and 9th and 10th graders that are stepping into their shoes.
Coach Gergen on a few of the meets the Raiders have competed in this season, especially one of their favorites in the Welch Invite.
Sure. Well, we did have the Welch Invitational. The boys finished 2nd place. The girls, I believe, were 5th. We have squads of JV kids and varsity kids and so forth. The other meets that we've been competing in with the Metro East Conference, the boys have been leading the conference standings. They've won a few of the races, boys, varsity, and JV. And the girls have really shown improvement.
Another one of our local youth sports organizations has their registration underway. Hastings Youth Lacrosse registration is open now until March 1st. Michael Nagel with Hastings Youth Lacrosse joined KDWA Sports first to talk about the program and then registration.
Our registration window opened up in December, and it's open through March 1st. And those of you out there who aren't familiar with our lacrosse program, we have structured training all the way from U8, so like your 6, 7, 8-year-olds, all the way up to our 13, 14-year-olds, our 8th graders getting ready for varsity, and then helping them on their way to succeeding at the varsity level. Lacrosse is new of the sport as it is. It's actually been in Hastings for over 15 years. And we've become a pretty in-depth organization.
The easiest way to find out more information about Hastings Lacrosse or registration is to go right to their website, Noggle with More.
So we have a website, hastingslacrosse.com. There should be an opening link on the header right away. When you open up the page, it's right in your face, registration links. Also on that page, you can go through, look at necessary gear that a player may need, separate playing levels where your kid may fall on the age chart. Our season, the 8U team will start practicing in May, but there's a time for the league to decide how many teams they need. So 8U will start in May, and they will practice or play 2 days a week through the middle of July, and that will include one tournament to a local travel city. And then 10U and 14U, they will start practicing in April. They will play 2 to 3 days a week, including games and practices, and have two travel tournaments to local cities.
The Hastings lacrosse program has a great teaching atmosphere for young kids to learn the game, Nagel explains.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just like you said, we try to build a really healthy atmosphere for our kids and coaches to develop and grow individually and as a team. And we aim to not only turn them into more versatile athletes and competitors, but we also want them to maintain our values and make sure they're staying healthy teammates, keeping up good sportsmanship. And then, like you said, our 8 and 10, our younger kids, we're really just trying to introduce the game, give them all the fundamentals they need, all the groundwork they need to become a successful lacrosse player. And then as they move up to 12U, continue to build on those fundamentals and then start introducing concepts and the lacrosse IQ, as we call it, teaching them the game. And then as you get to 14U, we're really starting to hone in on the craft of the game. And then through work with the varsity team, we're introducing concepts that the high school team is actually running. So when they're at the high school level, it's something they've seen before. It makes that transition much easier for them and the kids, the coaching staff, everyone involved. With Brady Wozvik, we like to work as close with them as possible and really make sure we're doing the right things on our end so these kids are right where he wants them to help bridge that gap.
Nagel describes the fees incurred with playing youth lacrosse here in Hastings.
So our 8U kids, these are the kids that practice 1 to 2 days a week and have games, and they go to one tournament. That is $150 for the season. And then our 10 to 14 kids, where they're practicing 2 to 3 days a week, including games, and then they have two tournaments. That is $390 for the season. And both of those fees include your game shorts that your players will get to keep.
If parents or anybody else needs more information on the Hastings Youth Lacrosse Program, Nagel has some of the best ways and contacts to get your child involved.
On the Hastings Lacrosse website, again, that's hastingslacrosse.com, there will be a contact page. If you click around long enough, you'll find it, but there should be a contact page right on the header. You can reach out to myself. I'm the program director, Michael Nagel. There's also Branson Nickel. He is our club president. He's a great person to reach out to. There's just a ton of contacts. Anyone you reach out to on there will get you in the right spot.
That was Michael Nagel with Hastings Youth Lacrosse. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.